With Canterbury on my mind, I know now that I am flawed if I'm not free. That without music, I am nothing, like Peter Pan with less joy to be. Cause each smoke and meditation, remember when we were young, cause life right now seems very adult. And I dream of the cathedral, I dream so much, and I miss the rooftop where I grew up.
Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Ever since Eamon Saleh moved from his hometown, Canterbury, England, to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, people have asked him, why? Now, Saleh, who performs under the name Holy Pinto, is answering them with his new EP, aptly titled, Milwaukee. The EP features songs about his journey to America, his decision to settle down in Wisconsin, and his future here. Holy Pinto will have an EP release show this Friday at High Dive before heading out on tour, but first he came by the Lake Effect Performance Studio to chat with Joy Powers and perform. This is his song, Daisy Chain. I plug the pedals.
I'm never coming home. I'm never coming home. My darling, don't you know? I'm never coming home. I'm never coming home. I'm never coming home. You must have figured it out by now. You must have figured it out. Because I loved you, but I couldn't feel it. Because I loved you, but I couldn't feel it. Because you were perfect, but I couldn't feel it. Because I loved you, but I couldn't feel it. Because I loved you, but I couldn't feel it.
That was Daisy Chain from Eamon Saleh. He's from Holy Pinto. Thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
As people might be able to tell from your speaking voice, you're originally from England.
I am, and that is something that people ascertain very quickly in Milwaukee, I will have to say.
Right, they pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you live in Wisconsin now, and I think for a lot of people that's a bit of a confusing move. What brought you here?
Yeah, I get that a lot as well, and it definitely doesn't help with my accent and having to explain myself a lot. I often just say, like, oh, I'm visiting, or I have a pretty awesome American accent for, like, basic transactions, so I don't get asked now, which you probably don't want to hear. But, I came over here. I had a small label supporting my band, and they wanted me to tour here, which is makes sense if they want to invest money in my band. So I was obviously very excited about that. You know, all the music I listened to growing up was American music, and even now, you know, I think America is front runner for very wonderful, especially in the indie sphere, music. And I was touring here, and as a small band, it was a very threadbare experience where it was like, we don't want to stay in hotel rooms. You know, every penny counts when you're a low-level musician. We are like crashing on sofas and stuff like that, and Milwaukee's one of the places we played, and it was really fun. And I hit it off quite well with some of your mutual friends growing up, I just found out, actually, which is kind of funny. Small Milwaukee, right?
You know, of course, yes.
I basically decided to do some touring and stay here for a while because I had a valid US work visa, which is increasingly not easy to obtain. And I was like, I'm going to stay here. And I didn't really have any plans. And luckily from touring, I had friends in different areas. So people were really accommodating. And I'd go drift around, just be like, oh, 4 days here, a week there in between things. I ended up kind of semi-living here in between tours. And then I guess it's been a year and a half now, and I'm more settled down in a way that I never thought I'd be. Like, the work visa was 3 years, and I was like, cool, it's a three-year fun thing. And then it was like, I have to renew if I'm going to stay here with my girlfriend at this point. So, yeah, that's the short of it, honestly.
Were you prepared for Wisconsin? Because Wisconsin, at least for those of us who are from here, it's a commitment. You get the highs and you get the lows of weather here.
I did not know that coming in at all.
No one was like, oh, it's going to be like negative 20 Fahrenheit.
Not at all. And the helpful thing with that is I still don't know how to read Fahrenheit properly. So you say 20, I'm like, oh, Celsius, great. Yeah, it's fine. What great weather. I wasn't prepared for the weather being this extreme. It is very extreme. And England is just low level, a little bit cold and gray all the time. But people don't think that. People think it's like snowy and cold all the time. But it's not. It's like a little bit more boring at all times. But I feel uniquely prepared to live here in a weird way, because I think the culture in Wisconsin is slightly similar to the culture in England in a way that it's not in like Philadelphia, which is the first place I kind of hung out in America. I just think the kind of home-like kind of pub culture of England, and we have like fish fries back home, you know, like not as much of a thing, which it really is a thing here, but we had like fish on Fridays growing up. The kind of beer and chill culture is just a big part of English life. I actually think it's one of the more English compatible, not culture shocky places, I will say.
Interesting. So you came from Canterbury?
Canterbury, England. Very small city of about 45,000 people. It's almost not a city.
Well, I'm from a city of, I believe, 8,000 now, so.
Whoa, okay.
But what was the music scene like in a place like Canterbury, and what was that kind of transition like to Milwaukee, which, as you mentioned, is much larger?
Yeah, I guess there was kind of less of a music scene. It's kind of a college town, so people drift in and out. There's a fabled psychedelic hippie kind of scene from like the 70s that over here some people are like really clued up music people, because I had no idea about it much. But in general, it's such a small place that there wasn't that much. And I went to college in Manchester, where there was a lot more. You know, there's all the Oasis and all those bands came from Manchester, like the Smiths and Joy Division, the famous kind of rock-leaning, sad, introspective kind of bands. So it was quite small in Canterbury. So Milwaukee actually felt like a lot of an upgrade. I mean, it's way bigger here. It still feels small. But I think that's also an allure to Milwaukee, that it's not as intense as New York City or like Philly.
Certainly. So you have another song for us. It is aptly named Milwaukee. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I wrote this song when I first kind of felt like I was settling a bit here. And it's kind of a fun homage to here. And it's also a song that's very like, do I stay here? Because it was just after I actually signed a lease on my own apartment, you know? So it was like, oh, I'm actually living here now. And it was kind of that reflection of, yeah, I could be back in like London or Canterbury, you know? And it's kind of leans toward that, actually, that kind of story. And it's been really fun because I've put out a little EP that centers around this song about my time moving here. And it's kind of a fun project that I haven't really done before, where I'm kind of telling my own story because I get asked it a lot. And it's, I guess, on my mind more. Yes, it's a song about my feelings and like, do I stay here? Like, do I like this place? And spoiler alert, I do like this place and I'm still here. So, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear it.
Thank you. It's called Milwaukee. Hey, Milwaukee, are you mine? I'm sorry I'm not out tonight. I'd wash my pills down with a beer and check my hair, shed a tear, but instead I'm hiding in here. I see Old Glory in the street. I didn't think I'd make it past the age of 18. Now the people I used to pity, take pity on me. Hey, East Brady looking good. I must be crazy 'cause I'm not out tonight.
All the streets are bubbling, tell me, do you love me? I'm not out tonight. And Jeffrey says I should get a dog, but I can't take care of myself, let alone anyone. Everything I do is to feel alive. Am I still in love or just hungry for a yes? Could have gone back home to London and left this place. And do I give up on you, Milwaukee? Will you be my one that got away? Will you be my one that got away?
Milwaukee from Holly Pinto. I'm here in the studio with Eamon Saleh. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's a real privilege and a pleasure to play that song.
So you mentioned, you know, this is a song from your upcoming EP, a reflection on, you know, your journey here and your feelings about that move. What are some of the central themes that you're exploring inside of this EP?
I really hit the nail on the head with this one, where I had two songs that I really liked, and I very basically, I never had these crazy song titles for these. I was like, okay, I have a song called Wisconsin, a song called Milwaukee. And Wisconsin was about when I first started crashing on a sofa here and just kind of being, it was like around Christmas, New Year, cold time of year. And I was hanging out there and I didn't even have an intention to settle. I was just like, oh, I'm just here now. And I kind of wrote it about that like displaced time in my life where I was just like rolling with it. And then I wrote that song, Milwaukee, about when I settled here. And I think there was just two pieces of the puzzle that weren't quite bookending it. So I just had these things where I was like, it's a 4-track EP. And the first song is called Texas, because I was just hanging in Texas. That was the place I was hanging out before I came here. I played a couple shows and just stayed there for a bit. And then as I was driving north and I was like in Kansas, I was like, oh, it's cold. It's getting cold. Have I made the right call? So I wrote that song about hanging in Texas. And then it's like Wisconsin where I was living. And then it's Milwaukee when I signed a lease and became settling here and questioning that. And then the last song is actually called Budapest, which is completely irrelevant. But it's more about how I was traveling and playing music. And then now I'm kind of more settled here. And I still tour and stuff, but I'm more settled here. It was more about that and falling in love here. So Milwaukee was the question, and Budapest feels like the answer of, like, I'm going to stay here, you know? And as a songwriter who values lyrics, I'm really proud of it, actually. And it's my life. It's my life for 2 years, like, put in song form. So, yeah, it's a story as much as the themes, actually. So it's cool.
You know, you mentioned you get asked a lot because of your accent about your story. So this must be something that you're exploring in regular conversations quite a lot. What does this EP add to, you know, your daily dialogue? What are you exploring inside of these songs that people might not get from you in a one or two word answer?
How and why? The long form version of how I ended up here and the why I'm still here. I think that really is encapsulated, and I think it would be outrageously egotistical to do this, but it'd be really funny if I meet someone at a bar and I go, yeah, you should just listen to this, like, take 20 minutes of your day to hear my story in song form. Maybe I should stop doing that. And then they'd be like, I don't need you to explain yourself again. And I also can't be bothered to listen to your music, so I'll just accept it. I should start doing that and be the worst person in the world. But yeah, I think it just kind of expands on the real story of it rather than the short of it.
All right, so you have one more song for us.
I do indeed, yeah.
Is this also from the EP?
It is not, actually. It's a song I put out last summer, just as a little interstitial. And it is kind of Wisconsin-y. It feels that way. I'm kind of leaning into farm life here, like the kind of rural Wisconsin thing where it's like everyone likes pickup trucks and farms and stuff. And I'm kind of, it's a very lighthearted song that I kind of thought about that for a while.
But you live in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, I do. But there is the inescapable kind of, as soon as you go half an hour out of Milwaukee, there is a different way of life with everything's different. So I would be crazy to ignore that, you know, as someone who's not from here. I think you should want to get every piece of the puzzle, because I don't know, Milwaukee feels like a small place as well. It's obviously very, very different to when you get outside of the city. But I came here and I think a lot of that wanting to explore that comes from country music being quintessentially a part of American music. And we do not get country on the radio in England at all, as you can probably imagine. It is its own thing, very based out of Nashville, Tennessee, which proliferates mainly to the places outside of major cities. And it is an interesting thing to explore as a musician. This whole subculture doesn't exist. You step your toes in and you find the weird country pop lyrics about cracking open an ice cold one after a day of being in a farm that is kind of alluring to me. It's kind of like, so I kind of wrote this as a tongue-in-cheek response to all that kind of music and the vibe. It's a very warm response to that kind of music.
All right.
Thank you. I found health in life in motion, but I could be like you on the streets of Barcelona, flirting with substance abuse. I come here hat in hand, please chuck a penny my way and I'll catch it with my teeth. And off like a seal, I'm so lonely and so gutted, like a trout while you are the fisherman. I swim the stream of self-doubt, but if I could be so lucky, you'll pluck me from the sea before I build my own coffin from IKEA carpentry. I'm an animal born to be ferried to an abattoir. We're kind of all the same, just a bunch of vicious carnivores, but literally and figuratively. Feed me meat and I'll drink milk before bed and this cozy van sleep, because good things come and then they end. It's cruel, I suppose, how love ends as quick as it begins. So I left my home, I burned the candle, and I'm up for a fight. Let's drink in the day and pretend it's night.
Eamon Saleh is a Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter who plays under the moniker Holy Pinto. His EP release show will be this Friday at High Dive in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood, and Saleh spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. The studio session was recorded by Jason Reavy.
Direct to you some songs of alienation to penetrate your ears and cut a slice out of your brain. As I feed you my tears, I am the grand dictator, the conductor of this orchestra, the unhinged pariah of the pop punk cornucopia. We're all content creators in a scary world of narcissists in the age of the shaming, the shameless become kings. But if I could forge a helmet in Jess's dad's basement, maybe I could join the melee and keep my heart beating steady. Because good things come and then they end. It's cruel, I suppose, how love ends as quick as it begins. So I left my home, I burned the candle, but up for a fight. Let's drink in the day and pretend it's night.